Hey there, Chan boys and Chan girls. This is Jordan coming at you for another episode of Chansplaining, the world's only Jackie Chan podcast. This week, the Chan boys watched New Police Story. We have a real fun time talking this episode about things like PowerPoint parties, the dub card, and coming to terms with friends using each other's Hulu accounts. Definitely like us and subscribe to us on all your favorite social media platforms, and listen in because this is gonna be a good one.
I'm just gonna let this one ride out for a bit.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no lucky charms. The maids come around too much.
Welcome to another week of Chansplaining, Chan boys and Chan girls. How's it going? My name is Sunny. I am one third of your hosting trio. With me, I have from the land of milk and honey, we got Jordan.
Oh yeah, milk and honey, the double trouble.
And also with us from West Coast Customs, we got Matt.
It's true. I now work at putting fish tanks in the front and back of cars. Sonny, you're so sweaty right now. As soon as you started the intro, you started sweating.
Didn't think about anything I was going to say. I just thought about the song.
Guys, this is why I get so much of the profit sharing of this podcast. Because until the heat's on, you don't know what you're worth.
Yeah, that's true. This week we're talking about a new police story.
A new police story?
Is that what it's called?
It's just called the New Police.
Police Story? It's not a new police.
Yeah,
it's not like it's a room a with new... a view.
Maybe that's why I couldn't find it. I was searching for a new police story at Box Office.
No, it's not a new police story. It's New Police Story.
I think this is what, the third or fourth in the police story?
Oh man, I'm almost certain it's the fourth one. The third one was Super Cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Benny Chan directed Untitled. This. Jackie Chan's like surrogate papa.
That's correct. Did he direct any of the other ones? No, he just directed. He directed Fist of Fury.
Are you forgetting my obsession with Hong Tong Fui Stanley Tong and how he directed the third one? How good
it
was.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was great for directing that one. It's a fan favorite of ours. Do you think that Benny Chan is the equivalent of Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Like a mentor? What are you saying?
Yeah. Yeah, like he's like Jackie's Obi-Chan Kenobi.
No, I think he's more Jackie Chan's Ari Gold.
Yeah, that tracks.
And I also Jet Li is Lloyd. For some reason.
Oh yeah.
Can you do that again, Jordan?
Oh that's yeah.
Wait, that's
is that how it goes?
They don't actually do that in the show, do they? It's not one of those things that.
No, it's how the song
it's
ends.
It's just the theme song ends.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just how the theme song goes.
Did you guys not watch all of Entourage? Jordan seems like he watched the sizable.
100% no.
I watched a lot of Entourage, but not most of the beginning seasons. Yeah. I think I watched like the Merman, Aquaman season.
That's
and
early.
The Medellin season.
Oh, yeah.
I am Queens Boulevard.
I never knew about Queens Boulevard.
That's a... I think I would just watch it in like 11 episode blocks because that's what HBO Jesus. Would do. They would just, it would be Sunday and at 5 a.m. to like, I don't know, I guess 4 p.m. That's how math works. I'd just have Entourage and I would catch the last 7 of them. And I'd go, that's...
They don't do that anymore with their TV shows.
I don't have cable, so I don't know, Sonny.
Yeah, because they got billions.
That's true.
Billions of shows to show watch.
You don't know what's happening anymore.
They don't have billions. They don't have the show Billions, Jordan.
Are you sure?
That's Showtime.
They have Ballers. I think you're thinking of Ballers.
It's the same show.
Yeah, maybe.
Can we pivot and make this podcast about The Shop? LeBron James is The Shop.
Oh my god. We should at least do one episode of The Shop. I always see it like in my feed.
Do one episode about The Shop.
What is The Shop?
It's like a weird sort of interview show that LeBron James produces where he gets... Is it just basketball players or is it just sort of like black icons to come on?
No,
and
I don't think it's just basketball. Yeah, I think it's just black icons. Like, I always see it in my feed. I'm like, one of these days I'll watch this.
I know that Victor Oladipo was on in the last one. For some reason, he was singing in it.
Yeah. He's a no-nonsense LeBron in this one.
We got basketball in the brain because Hoop started 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But also we got Chan on the brain, I guess.
This is... Do you remember that commercial from growing up where they were telling you, this is your brain on Chan? And then they... like it
and
was
then
just
it
like,
melted?
And then it was like a nice thing. It was just like,
oh, your brain like, knows kung fu. Kind of racist if you think about it.
Yeah. I think it's a racist commercial. I blame
Nancy
Reagan.
That's probably why they only showed it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Sonny. You do this.
Let's talk about New Police Story.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Let's get into the box office.
Okay. I think I'm the only person...
Matt spoiled himself, so yeah, Jordan.
Okay.
I soiled myself, is what
so,
you mean to say.
I think this
let
movie...
me tell you. Wait, let me tell you how much it costs to make.
Okay.
Oh, can I guess that? I don't know that.
Yes.
Is it in Hong Kong bucks or is it in American bucks?
It is in Hong Kong bucks.
$1 trillion Hong Kong dollars. I don't know the conversion rate.
The answer is N.A. because I can't find it.
Well, I guess I'm closest.
Okay, so I'm going to say that I think this movie probably made... Is the money it made in Hong Kong dollars?
It's,
or is it in...
Oh, really? I found it in USD.
Oh.
Okay. So in... Do we know what the rate is? Do we know if it's like 20 to 1 or something like that? Is it about...
It is... No, I don't know.
I'm going to guess, without having any idea of how much a Hong Kong dollar is to a U.S. dollar, I'm going to guess that it made 100 million Hong Kong... No, 70 million
no,
Hong Kong dollars. 70.
If I were to tell you that one U.S. dollar is almost 8 Hong Kong dollars,
ooh,
can you do the math and convert your answer?
So let's, it's less than 10 million. No, I said 70 million, so it's less than 10 million. It's like, if it's 8 times.
Okay, no, it made 21 million Hong Kong dollars.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's not a lot of money.
Yeah, which would turn out to be like around 3
yeah.
million. Wait, yeah.
Yeah, about.
About 3 million.
2.5.
No. I'd say 3.
Which is
2.5 times 8 is 20.
But it only was released in Hong Kong and in the UK, so it didn't really have an American audience.
Straight to DVD in the US, bro.
It's really interesting that Hong Kong film production companies didn't release Jackie Chan movies in the US post US prime Jackie Chan.
I think
or even like in the middle of it.
I think he spoiled it.
Elaborate, Jordan. Elaborate. I'm on this too.
I think that like they saw Jackie Chan as not like marketable anymore. Like he just got a lot of ill will with the tuxedo and I don't think Shanghai Knights made that much money. I don't think that other movie, The Medallion, made that much money. And
that's earlier though. That's like 5 years prior. Medallion was pre-9.
But he kind of got into a point where he was, like, not as marketable anymore.
Jordan?
This is 3 years after Rush Hour 2?
2005, about?
That sounds right. I agree with you. I don't disagree with you. Rush Hour is 2001.
And this is 2004.
Right. So 3 years. Yeah. I think that's fair. But, like, I don't know. I guess the distribution of economies of scale weren't there as they are today, where it was like you could just ship a movie over and then include Americans in it, I guess.
I guess. I think
it would make money.
I think Jordan's right that there was some Chan fatigue.
Yeah.
He went from, like, hosting... We discovered this over, like, the last 2 weeks. He hosted SNL in 2000. So he was obviously as big a star as Awkwafina is. If not bigger. So I think there's a decent chance that people in America might have just been tired of him. Because he made a bunch of stinkers at the time. We were more obsessed with Jet Li and his gritty, real type of kung fu.
Yeah. His unleashed type kung fu.
Jet Li's... Yeah, that's what it is.
I can't imagine Jackie Chan in the SNL writer's room.
We have to watch that episode and cover it. It would be fucking incredible.
We do.
He was on it... Do you know who the musical guest was?
Oh, wait. No. Oh, let's do this. Guessing game. For one jack-off point.
Oh, wow.
Sonny, Sonny, give us hints.
He is a...
Wait, I'm not doing the jack-off today. Whatever, for 1 point. Either Jordan starts with a 1 point lead or he doesn't.
The musical guest that Jackie Chan had on his SNL episode is a... I don't really... Country rapper.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Kid Rock and Jackie Chan.
What an insane matchup.
The most 2000 sentence you could have ever said to me.
I called... I saw Kid Rock the other day calling Jackie Chan on his Motorola Razr.
I don't think they were friends. They probably didn't talk to each
other. Dude, that after party that happens on SNL must have been so fucking strange. You got Tim Meadows talking to Jackie Chan. Is Tracy Morgan part of the cast of that time?
I don't think so. I don't think he's in 2000. I think he's a little bit later.
You still got Big Bill Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
You got Tina Fey. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that's a...
Sherry O'Terry met Sherry Jackie O'Terry. Chan. I've been seeing lots of celebrities since I came to California. If I saw Sherry O'Terry, I think I would freak out more than anybody else that I could be.
I don't think I could recognize her.
Sherry O'Terry?
I definitely could recognize Sherry O'Terry. Sherry O'Terry's great.
Sherry O'Terry?
Yeah. Nope.
Or Aerie Spears. From Mad TV.
Aerie Spears is Mad TV.
I know, I'd still freak out about it. These people. I have such affection for. Will Sasso, forget about it. I would kill myself if I saw Will Sasso. I would go, it doesn't get better than this, and I would drown myself. Painfully. Oh, man. Sorry.
Anyways, apparently, this movie made $500,000 in the United Arab Emirates. Hmm. Is there a reason why that would be the case? Nothing in the movie suggests that it's particularly appeals to that.
They might like extreme game. They might like exports or whatever. This do they love motorbiking and like, or do they like BMX in the Arab Emirates? I'm gonna assume not.
Not that I'm aware of. The only correlation is that like there's a subplot about like rich people and like it's part of the plot that there's like rich children running amok because they have too much money and stuff. I don't know how well that translates in the United Arab Emirates, but
there's some real rich people in the UAE.
That's what I mean. It seems like a weird choice.
I don't know. Maybe they just got a weird production deal. It's these things are so far above my head in terms of like Hollywood or Hong Kong film. Just distribution rights and things are very confusing to me. Maybe UAE was like, we're trying to get more films to our people. We could buy this one for cheap, and they did, and people saw some of it. Who knows? Let's say it's that. Yeah.
So, do you want me to do the thing?
Oh, yeah, do your thing. Do your thing, Jordan.
Okay.
You thought of it?
What do you mean?
You actually prepared?
I didn't prepare. I'm never going to prepare. I need to sweat.
It comes in the natural order of going about this podcast. Okay. After our first tangent, Jordan has to.
Okay. So, I don't remember his name at all. His Chan, right?
His Chan.
He's Chan. Okay. So Chan, finds.
He's the same thing. He has the same job in all of these movies.
What do you think he is, Jordan?
He's a cop. Chan, a cop who loses his entire battalion.
I lost my mojo.
Has lost the will to go on as a cop. As the city is under fire from a scourge of hooligans and murderers.
They're so different.
Chan has
those are such different things.
They're true hooligans and they're murderers. There's two separate people.
Oh, you're talking about the muggers?
There's the muggers who are running rampant, and there's also these like murderers. Chan has a new partner comes to help him. With the help of, I don't remember the partner's name.
Was it Frank?
With the help of Frank,
it's not Frank.
Chan is able to overcome his despair and save the city that he loves.
Yeah, his name is Frank. His like the guy he.
Oh, it is Frank.
I remember the whole movie. He's like they keep on like he calls himself like X-47G or something like that.
It's like PC-138.
Yeah, he just calls himself like a robot name.
I think that's like what they call their officers. Police cop 138.
Police cop 138.
Is it weird that the police officers had the word police in
maybe
English
police
on
constable?
It?
Maybe. It is a British colony, or it used to be.
They were dominated.
Was that weird to anyone else? That they had the word police in English on their uniforms?
No, I didn't notice it.
No, I didn't notice either.
Oh, okay. When they went into the house, into the warehouse.
Should we just do general impressions of this movie before we like slam around in it?
Yeah.
Hit the walls with our dicks. I'm just off. I am hopped up on cold brew. Had a very bad day in traffic, and I just want to slam into the walls of this movie.
Just like wrap ourselves up in some cushy pillows, and then
this bad
around.
Traffic. Were you in? Was it rush hour?
Fuck.
Hold on.
It's
let
always
me think.
Rush hour.
Let me think. It was. I left work at 4:59. I got on the 101. Yes, it was rush hour traffic.
Oh my god. And no one tried to shoot you? No one shot you?
Let me think about this. So I got on the 101 and there was a guy that tried to shoot. Someone tried to shoot me.
Oh
the
my
secret
god.
Is you don't have a consulate's daughter in your backseat. That's how you get away with it.
Let me think about that. So I left my building. I didn't have the consulate's daughter. No, I didn't have it in my backseat.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's why. That's why you didn't get shot.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I thought I came away with one takeaway from this podcast.
Which is that Chris Tucker's character is blind in the Rush Hour movies. My favorite take you've had. Jordan, you were talking...
This movie is fine. I think this movie is fine. I think the first scene, or the first sequence, is the best part of it.
I think this movie is bad. but is a good display of what Jackie Chan can do. In a weird way, it's a better Jackie Chan movie than our last two movies, which were, I think, better than this.
Yeah.
Is Shinjuku Incident better than this? No, it's not. But I think the stunts in this are fucking awesome. This is like...
Stunts isn't the good, yeah. This the story is interesting.
The story is vaguely interesting. I thought the story was very 2000, also very 2000s. When you have video game killers.
You want this movie reminded me a lot of? Did anyone else get a very Saw feel from this movie?
So I actually got a very Purge feel from this movie.
Never saw the Purge, so I can't speak to
like the mask part of it, or the like the like.
Well, it's just like mass, and then like hedonistic youths.
Yeah. No, I kind of see that. I was like stuck on Saw. I was like, oh, is this like a Saw remake in like 2000? But they came out the same year.
Right, but I mean, this doesn't play as horror. It's not like tonally. It's like tonally. It's sort of like the first part kind of reminded me of RoboCop.
A little bit. RoboCop, a much more interesting movie.
Yes, RoboCop's like a much better movie in all ways than this. But the way they tortured him when he first goes into that warehouse in RoboCop is like kind of similar to what goes on psychologically here, and then it brings him to the point where he has to like go through this whole redemption arc.
Is Jackie good in Chan this? Dramatically, he seems better than he did. You don't think so? I think he was better than he was in Shinjuku.
Maybe. Think he certainly is better.
Well, he is more. He's given more to do in this than in Shinjuku, for sure.
What are you saying, Jordan?
I think he definitely has a better arc in this than he does in Shinjuku. He just kind of just like he's aloof about being bad in Shinjuku. In this, at least, it kind of makes sense. He like goes from being like the big cop who like does all the risky maneuvers and it always turns out well in his favor, and then it doesn't turn out well. A bad thing happens. His friends die from it, and then like it kind of makes more sense than Shinjuku, where it just kind of doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
And I certainly think he does a better job in this being a dramatic actor. This is probably one of his better dramatic acting roles that we've seen. I would argue maybe even the best one.
I think he's better in The Foreigner.
Probably The Foreigner is a little bit better, but...
Yeah, I don't think, like, The Foreigner, like, I think it feels like he's refined a lot of the stuff he does in this movie.
True.
I think... The problem I have with a lot of his dramatic work is that it's mostly just lows when he has to do it. Like, it's never... Huh. He's sad all the... He's sad and then he comes to a head. But, like, this one and in Shinjuku, he's just constantly sad and then, like, he levels out to average. That's, like, his highest point is just, like, okay.
Yeah. In his sadness, he's... It's almost too, in his sadness, he's never really doing anything while he's really sad. Like, I think a good actor and a good character can feel sad, but they still have to accomplish things in the plot, and that's sort of what makes that mindset interesting. He's just, literally when he's sad in this, he's just gonna drink. That's it.
Do you think Jackie has a real-life alcohol problem?
No.
I just think that all of his roles, like, whenever he's sad in a movie, he just drinks. It happens in a lot of movies. Like,
name them.
The two movies that we watched. It also happens in Shanghai Noon. Jackie Chan's drunk in a lot of movies.
It's an easy trope. It's like an old-timey thing.
Yeah, but it happens too often. I think Jackie needs to choose something else.
So some of the time, like, his alcoholism fuels him.
True, Drunken Master is good.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. And he's drunk in Ninjago the whole time. No, Jordan, I don't think Jackie Chan has a drinking problem, if that's what you're asking us.
That's what I think.
I think there's... When we get that biography, we maybe will find out if he ever... I know he smoked cigarettes, and he definitely did cocaine. I do not believe that Jackie Chan could. Jackie Chan was the biggest star in Asia in the 80s. There's no way he wasn't yacked up.
What do you mean? Is that a thing what about... that they call it?
Called cocaine yak.
That's actually interesting, because I don't know what effect cocaine has on a lot of the Asian countries. I don't know if it's like, because I imagine it's much harder to get there than it is to get here.
True.
Right? Not if you're rich, though.
Not if you're like the biggest star.
Jackie Chan, yeah,
Jackie Chan could get anything. A real yak or cocaine yak. Yakko, Wacko, and Dot. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. We haven't seen a lot of movies that have to do with drugs.
We watched a movie last weekend about it.
Yes, Shinjuku. That's Japan.
Is it one of the Rush Hours start out? I think maybe the second one. Smuggling drugs.
I think isn't the second one where they're
is the red money.
It's money. It's they're doing money.
Oh, it's just okay.
Counterfeit bucks.
In the first one, they have the they tell that guy to stop smoking weed.
Sure. No, the first one is about the money. The second one is.
Don't they go to Vegas in the second one?
Yeah, but in the beginning, they like remember the beginning of Rush Hour 2 is like Jackie Chan's on the boat, and he's like sneaking on the boat.
No, that's the first one.
That's the first one.
Oh, is it?
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Sonny, the second one is, remember correctly,
it starts off with them in Hong Kong.
Starts off with them in Hong Kong, and they have that Donald Trump-esque character that is like funneling money from Hong Kong to his casino. So it's all about money smuggling.
Those movies never have anything to do with drugs, except for that guy who's got the weed.
I honestly think that drugs are an uncompelling thing in action movies because they've been done so often. I know that drugs and money and guns rules everything around us, but in movies, it's like not a good motivation, I think, for characters. It's just like, I don't know. I just find it very, very boring unless it's a movie like Scarface where it's crazily about drugs.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair because like it's very I guess binary the way that movies handle drugs, right? It either completely takes over a person's life and is the entire story or not.
Yeah. No, that's true. I don't know. But this movie has nothing to do with drugs. It has to do with killing cops. Yeah. And video games. And...
this movie is weird because I couldn't figure out which side I should be on.
Oh, Sonny, that's a
hot
take.
Wait, what do you mean? Sonny
wants to kill more cops.
Yeah. Like, on one hand, I actually don't know how the police in Hong Kong are. Maybe they're more normal.
I feel that they're probably better. I have to assume that police forces are better than we have.
Yeah, just by the sheer homogeny of what Hong Kong is like, their jobs are probably easier.
I don't know. What do you think, Jord?
I don't know. I think that Hong Kong is certainly, I don't know. I feel like no matter where you go, you're going to get problems. Like, I think that if you probably in a place like Hong Kong, the police are probably more members of the community than what they are here. We certainly have a problem here about police officers not being community members, living in different towns and kind of like viewing the citizens who they police as like the people that they need to like police and like not like they're not seen as members of the community. And it certainly creates a lot of problems. I don't know anything about how Hong Kong works, so I can't really say one way or the other. They, at least in the movie storyline, the cops seem to be good and they are trying to do the right thing. And obviously, there's some corruption, and his dad is obviously an asshole, but not a nice person.
So apparently, on Quora.com, my homepage. Hong Kong is ranked as the 9th safest city in the world.
Wow.
Okay.
And has a very efficient and accountable government that respect and the people respect the rule of the law. The police service is part of that good governance.
Yeah.
And they have built up and maintained a reputation that the public can trust. This commenter is Jackie Chan, so never mind. But no, it does say 99% of that. So who knows?
Does this movie, at least with the cop father kind of storyline and the main bad guy, what's his name? Dan Wu. His whole storyline kind of reminded me of the bad guy in It.
The clown?
No, bully. Oh. The bad bully.
Oh.
I saw It.
Like, his dad was, like, a cop, but he was, like, an abusive cop. So sure. Even though he was, like, he was doing the right thing for people, and maybe that's not even true. He might have been a shitty cop also, but, right. Like... He took out his anger on his son and his abuse on his son, and because of that, it made his son like messed up in the head.
Yeah, but
it kind of reminded me of that.
It's also kind of like the Key and Peele sketch about the bully.
I don't know it, Sonny.
I don't know if you guys remember the one,
Sonny, okay. Bring up the transcript of it.
It's very similar to that.
No, that's a trope. That's what they say, that like bullies a lot of the time at home, or they have inattentive and mean parents, and they have to take it out on Jordan specifically.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I'm so mean to him. Grew up fatherless. Gotta take it out on Jordan. Jordan's got 3 dads.
By sheer luck, I grew up with 3 dads.
My 3 dads is about you.
Is that a thing?
That's a movie.
Wow. It's true. I wrote it about...
Oh my god, this end this bit.
Does this movie... If this movie was made in America, do you think... I think Americans have really bad stories about cops. Like, we don't... I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
I feel like we don't handle the source material... with as much nuance as there should be. Like, if this was an American movie, I think there would be big problems with it. A lot more problems than there were if it was just normally, like, how it is.
Do you understand what he's saying, Jordan? I'm, like,
trying to. I think what you're trying to say, Sonny...
is Blue Lives Matter, right, Sonny?
Yeah.
Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
Exactly.
I think what Sonny's trying to say is that in America, the way the American public... would view something like this, like the story that
I'm saying, all cops are bad.
Largely, I think they're not the best people.
Wait, so do you think that if this movie was created in America, do you think they would? What would be the problem with it?
Would be that it idealizes policemen.
Oh, there's a million things that do that in America, though.
Yeah, there's a million things where it's like somebody's trying to kill cops, somebody's trying to do...
Have you never seen
right.
Patriot's Day, Sonny?
No, I haven't.
Have you never seen Police Academy, Sonny?
I have seen... So I've seen End of Watch, and I think that movie is actually really good in how it...
Is that the Gyllenhaal joint?
Yeah, it's Gyllenhaal and Michael Peña.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I watched that with my mother. On HBO Go!
I think there's probably a lot of movies. I think this movie could be made in America. I don't know how well it would go over in America. I think that is a trope, though. This, like, the head of the chief of police has, like, a son who is, like, a screw-up and uses their kind of, like, being above the law to do whatever they want.
Yeah,
I think that's
sure.
something that's in a lot of things.
Do you think Daniel Wu is good in this movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Really?
Better than he is in Shinjuku?
Absolutely.
Yes. Definitely better than he is in Shinjuku.
I agree with that.
I don't know if I think that he's good in this movie.
It's hard to tell because it's a dub. Which I will say.
Even with the dub, his facial action kind of sucks. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
I think he's hamming it up. I think it's fun. It's like a ham and eggs kind of movie. It's that kind of movie. I think he's doing a fun job as a real insane villain who shoots his girlfriend in the stomach.
Yeah.
Like, that guy is crazy, and Daniel Wu is super crazy in this. He makes a lot of big choices.
I think we'll talk about it later. I don't know if we want to do this in order or something like that. Okay, so
jump around.
When he gets killed at the very end of the movie, he does this face. It's like a, it is not a good, like, I just got shot face. It's like a, it's like a dear sister kind of face. It's like, oh my god, you shot me. And like, I don't know, it's played off not very well. I think we probably benefit from Daniel Wu wearing a mask for like some of the rest
of
the movie.
It's also weird to me because I've experienced him a lot in Into the Badlands. I've seen like two seasons of that show, and that show is just him being a stoic, quiet,
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a weird way to say
that. That's not that word, Sonny. That's not the word
stoic?
You think
stoic?
It is.
Stoic?
Yeah. It's stoic.
That's like...
I got
this.
I know that people misspeak, but that was a... That hurt. That like made me like feel a little sick.
Into the bad... Yeah, so he's really like quiet and mild-mannered in that movie when he's not like ripping people's faces off. So there's a lot more range for him in this, but I don't know if he necessarily pulls. It was also what 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
When I say I think his performance is good, I don't mean it's like actually good. He's not Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea, my favorite performance in possibly 10 years. But he's probably more like Casey Affleck in Ghost Story.
In Ocean's 11.
My second favorite performance of the last 10 years. No, he's fine. It's the type of movie I don't think anyone's doing, like... When I say people are doing good work in a lot of these movies, I mean for what the subject matter is delivering.
Right.
Where I don't think they focus a lot on the drama aspects of this. They focus a lot more of it on the stunts.
Yeah, on the action. I think it would be hard for anyone else to play this role without... Well, I think it would be hard to play this role well without basically taking over the whole movie.
Oh, for sure. You could have this movie be from his perspective. I feel like, in a weird way, if you wanted to make it really dark and fucked up, you could make it about this guy who was abused by his father and wants to kill cops. Sort of like a...
Hong Kong Psycho.
Yeah, that'd be actually interesting. Let's get Benny Chan on the phone. I think he died. Never mind. He died.
Oh. R.I.P.
Rip Benny. No, I thought he was...
He's still alive.
Benny Chan's alive?
Yeah, he's 57.
Get him on the phone.
Get him here.
Who died? Was it like Charlie Chan? I thought Benny Chan was Jackie Chan's manager.
Willie Chan?
That's Willie Chan, not
Willie
Benny
Chan. Died. Yeah.
Okay, this is enough. We get it. There's four Chans right now. I'm not on B. There's Jackie... There's Willie, there's Charlie Chan, and there's Benny Chan. And then there's also the character in this movie that Jackie Chan plays named Chan.
Chan. Well, I think that's his, that's his last name. Chan Kwok Win.
Chan Woo Park? Enough! You're Chang. That's too close.
Yeah, too close.
Sonny, you're adding to this problem, I think, is what Matt's trying to
Sonny,
say.
You and your Blue Lives Matter bullshit are really bumming me out in your Chan-sounding name. Whoa, now I'm going too far.
Did you think that the story was confusing at all? Like, the behind-the-scenes thing about, like, what caused them to get killed and all of that. Like, it was like a big build-up. It was kind of interesting.
I thought that sequence was really cool. You're talking about the first, like, when they enter the
oh, no, I think he's talking about the cop who kind of ratted them out.
Yeah.
It's kind of
unbelievable that this, like, cop would, like, rat out his friends and, like, literally get all these people killed just for some money.
No, I don't think that's that unbelievable. Yeah, to be honest.
It's like a normal thing.
Have you seen the movie with Casey Affleck in it, Triple Nine?
No, I didn't.
No, I haven't seen that one.
That's it actually a like
that
fun
much
movie.
Money.
Triple Nine. Watch
is that
it.
The amount of money?
Can I triple? Oh wait, can I read you the logline for Triple Nine? And you guys to tell me that this movie should have been like the best movie in a very long time.
Is it like Den of Thieves? Because
what's Den of Thieves like?
They're the same.
Triple Nine. Let me read this cast to you. All of a sudden, we got Chiwetel. We got Casey. We got Anthony Mackie. We got Woody Harrelson. We got Aaron Paul. We got Kate Winslet. We got Gal Gadot. We got Norman Reedus. And we got Michael K. Williams.
Did you say Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot. No, Gal Gadot. Okay, and now let's
I'm
read
waiting
this.
For Gal Gadot.
A gang of criminals and corrupt cops plan the murder of a police officer in order to pull off the biggest heist yet across town.
Wow.
They're gonna fucking kill Casey Affleck so all the police will go to him and they'll be able to rob a bank.
Yeah.
That's fun as hell, and the movie is decidedly perfect. Best Casey Affleck performance.
You're really on about Casey Affleck performance.
Yeah, I do not condone Casey Affleck or his actions.
I think that he's so good in Triple Nine that anything that he did is fine. Do not actually keep that in. I want that kept in. Keep it in. Start the podcast with that. Yeah, oh, okay. I have a thought about this movie also. Movie could have started 30 minutes later than it did. Your favorite part of it, Sonny, the first act, the extravagance of it is almost unnecessary to the storytelling.
Yeah, but I think it's the only interesting thing to watch.
Legoland.
Yeah, the Lego thing was...
Yeah, I mean,
enjoyed it.
They really jumped off that skyscraper.
Yeah,
they actually did
it.
That's
cool. But, like, that's, like, just the typical Jackie... That's a Jackie stunt. Sun off.
Jackie.
What? Jackie's... No, it's true.
That's just like, this is like, oh, it's the third act, I'm going to do a big set piece.
This movie was 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Should have been 90 minutes. Saying it again. Mr. Runtime over here,
movie,
90 minutes.
I disagree with you when it could have been removed, like stuff could have been removed, but I think there's certainly stuff that could have been removed that could have gotten, like, cut down on some time.
Let's do it right now. I just got an idea. Instead of that part you don't like, Jordan... With like the guy who ratted them out.
Yeah.
Cut that whole thing out. Sun just found where the police were from his father, a high ranking police officer. Just like knows
that
his login.
Oh my god, that would be so much better.
Solid 90, I jack off the last half hour.
Also, I don't go ahead, Jordan.
If you got rid of that and then they found out that like the police captain being like just kind of like negligent and like leaving stuff at home or like stuff like that, or allowing his son to just like do whatever he wants and touch his computer, like got into the system that way, that would have been such a better plot line than like just this cop who was supposed to be their friend ratted them out.
Yeah,
that's so much better.
And I think you can also cut out a lot of Frank's backstory stuff.
You don't get that much Frank backstory. You just get like his father was like a thief thing. I actually really like that. Like
I like the last part where he
that
like,
ends the movie.
He Jim Gordon's him.
That part was added for like second run. That wasn't originally in there. Yeah, I think they tested. When they were actually going to do it in Western audiences, they added that scene because I think they wanted more of emotional catharsis.
Yeah.
And I think it was effective. I liked the Frank character, to be honest. I thought he was fun and weird, and he had a weird coat.
Yeah.
He was cool.
And cool hair.
I wanted to be him.
I liked that he kept, in a Jackie Chan movie, he wasn't completely overshadowed in the action scenes.
Mm.
I thought was cool, even though I don't think he is quite as good. He's definitely not as good as Jackie is.
Right. He does more of the like brawling fighting.
Punch kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Why but is he supposed to be a good fighter? I never understood that. He's the combat guy.
You mean Chan?
No, Frank. Why is Frank? Like, I don't know why he is a good fighter.
I don't know. We're like 36. We're however many episodes of this podcast. You could have asked that like episode 3.
Yeah, why any character?
They just are, man.
Well, okay, what about this question? Why didn't he become a cop?
He failed the test, right?
He's an idiot.
Was that real? Was that an actual... I thought he just was lying the whole time. About everything.
Oh. I mean, I don't see why like he wouldn't have... He seemed passionate enough to have tried to become a cop and then just couldn't.
I think because he's really goofy.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be that... Maybe it's our... Again, we lose things in the dub. But I think that his character is supposed to be sort of like a wild card. Mm. And he probably was like... He's like, as McNulty in The Wire calls, he's probably natural police. But he couldn't stay within the lines of what the police department needs of him. Because he's a silly boy. In my opinion. I don't know. I'm making him more interesting maybe than he is. Maybe he failed the test because he can't read.
Also, there's a lot of, like, weirdness in that, like, he's able to just, like, come into the police station and just pretend that he's a police officer, and nobody asks any questions.
That's true.
He comes in, and he's just like, oh, the captain sent me to be this guy's new partner. And no one's like, where's your badge? Where's your assignment? Like, no one says anything. They're just
he gets
like,
into
oh,
Jackie Chan's girlfriend's apartment.
Yeah, it's there's a lot
under the guise of being a police officer. It is. This is why he can't be a cop, because he does these horribly illegal and morally suspect things.
I mean, Carter is a cop.
Yeah, but this is America.
Carter, at least,
Carter's American.
He's a bad cop, but at least he goes through like the motions. Like Carter took exams and stuff.
Can I say that Carter is probably a better cop than 2/5 of our police force in America, in that one, I think Carter does like CI work because he is a black guy in LA and can speak to black people that are like in the community.
Yeah.
Two, he's been overseas, so he has perspective.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I think if he just like tightened up a little bit.
He also puts his gun in people's faces when they disrespect Halle Berry.
Sure.
So that's a little bit.
That's fair. That might be crossing the line.
Maybe the bottom 1/5. He's better than. But
that's fine. Mm. That's fine. That's pretty incredible. I'm going to say that's not bad. Shit. What were we talking about? A multitude of things, I believe.
Yeah. We're talking about Frank being a cop.
Oh, let's just talk about Frank's character, I guess. Like, did you guys think that he was effective? I guess that's just that's a good question.
He's probably the best character in the movie.
I agree. I think Frank was... I liked Frank, and I liked Frank's love interest. The girl.
Oh, I liked her, too. Good.
Yeah.
She.
I just want a rom-com there. I just want that rom-com.
Yeah, his love interest was really... She was a... I don't want this to sound weird, but she was a very cozy character.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I don't know what that means.
It means there was something warm about her presence.
It felt lived in. Like, she belonged like in that situation.
Good pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
Lived in.
We might have fallen into the Manic Pixie Dream Girl trap. Here.
I don't like that usually, though.
Yeah.
I guess
it's maybe because she was more of like a minor character, so she like had comic relief bits.
Yeah, she fits really well because she's not with the everyman character. She's not with the Joseph Gordon-Levitt main character. She's with the weird character.
I feel like they're always with the weird character. That's like half of their thing.
But they're not with the weird character that you're supposed to identify with. they're with the, like, or no, they normally are with the weird character that you as the audience member is supposed to be like. Like, you're supposed to be, if you're watching 500 Days of Summer, you're the Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And you're like, oh, like, no one watches this movie and is like, I'm the Frank. You're supposed to be, like, the Jackie.
Yes, the Jackie. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think Frank and her relationship, I'm having this thought now, and it kind of compromises everything. It could be even just that they get a better dub. There's, like, so many things about how we're watching it that are foreign and strange. Like, the concept of watching a dubbed movie that aren't voiced by the actors and then going, this person did a good job and this person didn't. Because I think I base a lot of what I liked about her in her dialogue. And her dialogue might have just been delivered really well by the person that was hired to do it. So maybe I actually am in love with the voice actress. I have to check the dub card. That's what that's called.
I don't get it.
The dub card is the thing at the end of dubbed movies that say the voice actors.
Oh, I've never looked.
I learned that from working at Not Sporkle. Frank is dub good, card. Though. Frank is good even without the dub. Like, with the dub. He just has a good kinetic frenetic energy.
Yeah.
Jackie does his own dub in this, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so does Dan Wu?
I don't know about that one.
He sounds similar to how he sounds in Shinjuku.
He's dubbed in that too. He could just have the same person dubbing him, like how Jackie had the same person in the early movies.
Oh. I guess that's true. I guess I didn't think about that.
Let me check this out. New Police Story dub voice actors. There's no way to find this. There's no way. Why am I even trying? Right,
why don't you go to dubcard.org?
Come? Dubcard.org?
Yeah, .org. That's not
okay. I'm gonna do it. I'm doing it. Jordan, you. This is what you get. I'm doing it. I can't find it. There's someone in this movie named Mars. That's the actor's name.
Oh, the actual actor?
His name is Mars.
Do you think it's so weird what they do with the, like, dropping the police officers from the chain? Like, I don't know. Like, are we supposed to believe that that just, like, kills them?
Let's talk about that scene. Let's just talk about that scene. Sonny loves it. Sonny says it's the best scene in any Jackie Chan movie. Let's talk about it. Sonny, talk about it.
So it's how the movie starts off, basically. This group of teens robs a bank. And Jackie, who's like the head inspector or something of the police department in Hong Kong, and his squad are like searching for them, and they find their hideout and they're about to go arrest them, but it turns out it was rigged with traps, booby traps.
Booby traps, yes.
Booby traps. And a lot of them, I guess most of them are just like severely injured. A lot of them are shot. Some of them are, like, I don't know, knocked out. And then they're all like hung up on rope.
One of them is
like
his
20
soon
feet
to,
in the air.
One of them is his soon-to-be brother-in-law.
Right.
That's
it. 2 weeks in a row, brother-in-law movie. This guy's got too many brother-in-laws.
He wasn't married in Shinjuku, incident.
In Shinjuku, is that little kid? It was going to be his brother-in-law.
Oh my god! Then... Leave that little kid alone. Hey, wait, is that little kid supposed to be Daniel Wu's character?
No.
Good. That's... Oh, thank God! I would quit the podcast right now if I missed that. I don't give a. None of us are married. I guess I'm the only one without a brother. But if I had a brother-in-law, I'd be glad that he died.
Okay. Interesting.
That would be Rhea's brother, though.
Rhea doesn't have a brother.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a half-brother that is very mean, very old. So. I wish he died.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, I don't know what his name is. He doesn't speak English.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. He's from Albania.
So then his squad is hung up on these ropes, and then he's forced to...
play a game with
all of them.
His name's Joe. Yeah, Joe, the leader of this youth gang.
Dan Wu.
And each game he loses, they just like cut one of them down. They must be like, what, 20 feet up, would you say?
Look like they're 20 feet up, but they... I guess they are.
I'm going to say that they the height that they fall does not look like it would kill them.
No.
I agree.
It doesn't, but then also... So there are a couple of factors. They don't fall from that far up, but they're also just falling directly on their
faces.
Slash ribs.
I feel like they break their cheekbones and their teeth. They'd be fucked up for sure. Probably paralyzed even. But for that to stop their heart...
Right. They're also landing on what seems to be like a cage, like the top of a steel cage.
Yeah. That thing's got give!
Do you want to know who else did? Who want to know who else landed on the top of a steel cage?
Mankind.
Oh.
We all knew who you were talking about. He actually landed through the cage,
Yeah, but he didn't die.
He didn't
die. And I think, you think Mankind is more of a badass than these cops?
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh my god, wouldn't this movie... I've made that assertion before that I think Jackie Chan and Mick Foley kind of have a similar appeal in my mind.
Yeah, I can see it.
You have said that.
That's my dissertation that I'm writing at USC.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
Yeah. What... Oh, I'm actually doing a thing recently. You guys should all get on this bandwagon, and listeners at home, you should too, called a PowerPoint party.
Okay.
Where you get a whole bunch of people around, and you do a PowerPoint presentation on a subject of your interest. So it's sort of like a TED Talk, but you do it with PowerPoint slides. And I want to do one about wrestling.
That would be cool.
Is
this just with friends? Because we do this friends. At work. But with technology things.
So you mean you do it for your job? You make PowerPoints at work? Well, no, I'm talking about for
my job. It's like a side thing. It's like, oh, if you think this would be cool that people could know this, then you should do it.
So that's at my old job. We used to call that a lunch and learn. And it was like they would like buy us lunch and then like somebody would talk about something that was like close to the subject of our jobs.
Right.
Like,
never
in general,
wrestling,
yeah, it wasn't wrestling. Like, I don't think I would ever. I think I would be interested to go to a PowerPoint party. I don't know if I would necessarily. Ooh, actually, no, that actually does sound kind of.
We could all obviously do a PowerPoint party presentation on Jackie Chan. I think we all three of us have that together that we could do.
I don't even know where to start though. Like.
Oh, probably I would just rip off the Tony Zhu, Jackie Chan action comedy thing. Realistically, that's what I would do. That's honestly, the most interesting thing. Or I would do his tragic backstory.
So what is your first PowerPoint party going to be?
I think it's going to be either about the late 90s New York Knicks. Or, more realistically, I want to do one about the Monday Night Wars between WCW and WWF and how that was, like, one of the most important things to ever happen on cable television.
Oh.
It is. It's very fascinating. I could do... Want me to do it now?
I actually vaguely remember that from when I was younger. The Invasion pay-per-view.
That's after WCW had been bought out by WWF.
Oh, you're talking about the, like, implicit war.
I'm talking about, baby, Monday Night Nitro.
Yeah.
8 p.m., 10 p.m., WWF Raw, 9 p.m., 11 p.m. Yeah. Who's winning the battle? TNT, USA, Eric Bischoff, Vince McMahon, Ted Turner, Andre the Giant. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan, Jet Li. Cool. Yeah, I'll send it to you guys when I finish it.
Okay. So, first game he plays is he's got to put a gun together faster than this child, which is
not a child. Is that a? Is it a kid?
He's like 21.
You think so? I feel like he was like 17.
He might be. He's somewhere in that region. I think he's old enough where he doesn't have to be in school.
Really? I feel like he's just rich, so he doesn't go to school.
I think that's a little bit less believable. I feel like because his dad is angry about him about being lazy and not doing anything with his life.
Yeah.
It's not that he, like, you're not going to school. It's like you just sit around and don't do anything.
You're not, like, yeah. Well,
yeah,
whatever makes the movie more interesting, and I think it's more interesting if he's 17, so I agree with Sonny. If Jackie Chan is playing a game of death with a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
It's better. He loses the game.
He loses the game, and then a guy dies. He's very sad about it. And the second game is he has to beat up a guy in 20 seconds, I guess. It's so weird.
You have to win a fight in 20 seconds. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It reminded me of what was the movie that we watched where there was the cool roof fight scene? Was that Twin Dragons? Or no, that's Who Am I?
Oh, I didn't see Who Am I. My bad, guys.
Yeah. So, Sonny, you remember the scene with the watch, right? And they have, like, the bet if you can, like, beat him up in a minute or
something like that.
So, this one, 20 seconds is a lot less.
I mean, in real life, a 20-second fight is, like, forever. But in a Jackie Chan movie, it's nothing.
It's nothing. That dude fights for hours.
Yeah, that dude can go all day.
He wins the fight, but he does it with 3 seconds too long, so they kill 3 more people.
Right. Well, the first time he loses because he, like, notices one of them dead and is, like, shaken.
Oh, okay.
And then the second time he's like, triple or nothing.
Triple or nothing. Man, this is a weird fucking movie.
Yeah.
Strange movie. But he wins the fight, but then not enough time. They die. And
eventually,
then what are the last couple that die?
So, I think he just gets really frustrated at that point and then starts shooting at them. I think there's the brother-in-law is the only one left at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they, like, burn him.
Right. They, like, burn the rope and then set off a timer for bombs. It's a very convoluted thing for teens.
Just set up the timer.
And then Jackie, oh my, this scene is so bad. Like, where, like, Jackie puts them all on a cart and then is, like, running with the cart and there's an explosion behind him and he's,
that's
like,
a lot.
I
guess it's, like, emotionally effective, it's, like, seeing his face as he's doing it, but it's just, like, a very sweaty scene.
It's clunky. Sweaty and clunky.
It's a cheese fest.
Sort of, but, like, it's also not completely unrealistic, right?
I guess not. He cares a lot about the sanctity of these people's lives, and he thinks they deserve a burial.
Right.
But, like, putting all those guys on a cart, that's different.
How else are you going to get them out?
I've heard of a la carte.
Roundhouse kick them out. Oh, Jordan! Jordan! Spike those levels. After this scene, Sonny, like, what do you think is so cool about the scene?
I think the parts where, like, all the cops are getting split up and the kids are, like, running by and taunting them. I think it's interesting, like, visually as well. And there's, like, I don't think there's any other part of this movie that is quite as that holds my attention as much.
I think that's true. There's that one of the scenes that I made note of in my brain was when a bunch of cops are going down the corridor and, like, to their right, they see what looks to be, it's like, they think someone's there, but it's a mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look to their left when a thing opens and it looks like there's another mannequin, but it's actually a woman that is there and she opens fire on them. That was really cool.
Yeah.
There's cool, shit in this, cool shit in this movie. It's just, okay, I have a hot take.
Yeah.
Okay. These Jackie Chan stunts don't work as well when the movie is as somber as this is.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And that's, like, also part of that first scene, too. Like, there really aren't any, like, parts of or sequences in Jackie Chan movies that are so emotionally brutal to him. Mm-hmm. Like, usually it'll be a quick thing and then we see his reaction, but this is like a prolonged effect on him.
Yeah,
from there it just kind of like, we before this scene we see Jackie, there's like a flashback where Jackie is like drunk and like stumbling around, and then it like is like a few days before or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it says.
Well, it's a flash forward, right?
Yeah. Because he's drinking after this all happens. We meet him as he's a drunk vomiting in the streets.
Yeah, and then we he gets found by Frank because he's so distraught. He just goes and Frank convinces him to become a cop again. He like convinces him not to get drunk. Jackie just like gets the shit kicked out of him by like these like muggers also. They like they like knock him over, and then they like go to take his wallet, and they're like, "Oh, he's a cop." So they like kick him more and like beat him up more. Like, Jackie is not taking the death of all these people well.
No.
And it's kind of this slow burn of Frank convincing him to become a cop again, and like convincing him that he needs to like join up with him. Is it convincing? I don't know. I don't know how well you guys were convinced by that whole just like midsection of the movie. I think I'll agree with you, Sonny. I was interested in the action of this beginning, and then I kind of didn't care about most of the other parts of this movie.
Well, yeah, because I think there's like, if Jackie had reacted in this movie the way he reacted in The Foreigner, but for like each individual cop and like hunting one of the kids down one by one, I think that would have been a better movie, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so dark. Much time. There's like so much time in between, and like he doesn't, you don't feel the conviction in getting revenge.
This movie overcomplicates itself. I think that it would be also better if he could still become a drunk. He just decide he like might be even more interesting if he starts like investigating the stuff himself. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think that he needs to like go back to the Force. It might be even more interesting if he finds vindication without being part of the Force.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that would like that'd be an interesting take on the idea of a new police story too.
Oh, Sonny. Maybe he comes back to the police at the end and they're trying to like have a sequel.
Yeah.
Where he gets revenge, and it would make more sense for him to be arrested later on in the movie if he's like a vigilante, essentially.
Yeah.
If he's I don't know. It's emotionally during this movie's all over the place because it's not dramatically effective. I do think the fights are very good. I think it's one of the most recent Jackie movies in terms of chronologically where he's still kind of giving it his all and kicking ass. The stunts are awesome. I think the stunts are fucking great in this movie.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of homages to older police stories.
But okay, so here's something that I just want to I guess bring up. Is this movie a sequel to the old police story?
No,
he's playing,
it's not
the same character.
It is said to not be.
It's a reboot, quote unquote.
So why ruin that? Like, the Stanley Tong one, the Police Story Supercop, is so amazing. Like, we have such an amazing starring role with Jackie. Like, why not make this into something else? Why reboot?
I don't know that they like
Police Story.
They care about the sanctity
legacy
of, yeah,
I it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why not make something new?
Well, because the name recognition else is a big selling point.
Why are they remaking The Lion King? Why did they remake Mary Poppins? Why did they remake,
but those are true,
Debbie Does Dallas?
Are they?
I think they made it in the early 2000s. They remade it.
But those are true to the originals. Like, those movies, like, at least keep the same format. Like, we've already established Chan as, like, this, like, renegade cop. He's, like, willing to, like, do, like, crazy stuff. And he's a super cop. Like, he, like, goes in and kicks ass. Like, why create this new Chan, like, just for name recognition? I think that's saying that they know the movie's not going to be that good.
This movie won a lot of awards in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah, Jackie won at like the Hong Kong Film Festival. I think it might have won Best Picture as well. I don't. Let me check it out really quickly.
Are the Hong Kong movies that win, do they suck?
I don't know. Maybe. This one for Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Supporting, Best Editing, Best Action Choreography, which I think is deserved.
That one is fair.
So this whole time, the Hong Kong Film Festival, the Hong Kong Movie Awards, is just kind of a bullshit award ceremony?
It literally beat... this movie beat 2046, a Wong Kar-wai movie. Like, a really great piece of drama. It also beat One Night in Mongkok, which is the movie that the guy who made Shinjuku Incident became known for. That was, like, his big crime movie. So they like this more in Hong Kong than I think we do here. Yeah, I think it's fine to call it Police Story, Jordan, because it has a lot of the same things. It's got Jackie kicking ass as a cop. It's got crazy fucking stunts. In a modern setting. And it's got a wacky sidekick. It's in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan's in it. Asian.
All the things that you
it's
need.
It's in Asia. I don't know. I think it's Sonny is right. It's just like it's a fucking super popular named movie. It's just like that's a super popular movie series, and they want to capitalize on it. That's just what people do.
I guess that's true. It just feels weird that like, I feel like this is such a downgrade going from Super Cop, which is one of our favorite movies, to like, I thought I was going to come into a movie that was like similar or like felt kind of the same. This is gritty in all the wrong ways. Like, the whole love story between him and Jackie and his girlfriend is just kind of weird, and like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand why they're not getting married. Like, why they can't, like,
I don't know.
Just like, why he has to do that weird showy affection thing where all the police officers like ask her out. I don't know. It just kind of, it seems kind of weird.
It seems like the Wikipedia page for New Police Story is wrong, and it didn't actually win those awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because when you click on the 24th annual Hong Kong
Kung Fu
awards,
Hustle.
Yeah, Kung Fu Hustle wins.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. That's such a good...
Oh, okay. It didn't win any of them.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It's so weird.
It was nominated, though.
It was nominated, yeah.
I'm so glad, because that would have been... That would have, like, painted a picture. Like, I walked away from that in my mind with a picture of the Hong Kong Film Awards as, like, oh, I guess they're bullshit, and they don't, like, actually have good opinions on things. So I'm a lot happier knowing that's not the case.
Jeez. That's crazy. Sonny, you're a real detective.
Yeah, I was like, wait a sec. What else?
You should be... This is a Sonny Police Story.
Yeah. Jackie's character, and I think a thing that we don't acknowledge enough is that in Police Story, that Chan character that he plays is really fun because he's a goof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's a great cop, but he's also like coarse and silly and cool, and I don't know. He's a young whippersnapper, and he's fun. This older drunk version of Jackie isn't that interesting, especially after. We're almost in, like, a mini trilogy of, like, the Jackie Chan somber performances.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we happen to sort of go into by accident.
So, but it's not even, like, he's fun before that. Like, when they show up to the scene of the crime, it's not like he's fun and then, like, his men die and then he becomes unfun. He seems even unfun
before that. Well, he seems, like,
uptight. Yeah, yeah. So that,
Chief Inspector.
That's the thing. Yeah. He's not a goof. He's not like a. He's not his fun Chan.
Sure.
No, he's not. This movie also, I just think, doesn't. It just doesn't age well in terms of like the stuff that they consider compelling, like spending 20 minutes with a BMX scene.
Yeah.
And like rollerblading and video games.
Yeah.
It's just, it reeks of early 2000s things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe yeah, even, didn't... maybe like a couple years after it would be done in the US, people were kind of played out from it. Like, when did Triple X come out?
Probably a couple years later.
Probably around this time. No, Triple X came out before this.
Really? Probably 2002, I would say.
2002, 2003.
Shouldn't have Googled Triple X.
Because you instead got Triple X 2.
Yeah. The one with Ice Cube. Don't want that one.
So, it's just... I don't know. I feel like when I watched it, I liked it less than I like it less when I watch it and more when I actually think about some of the things it does well, to be honest. I know that this isn't a perfect movie or even like a top 10 Jackie movie, but it does the things well that I like in his movies in a strange way. Like if you took out the best parts of this and you put it in a better movie, it would fit in. It's just wildly inconsistent, in my opinion.
I don't see the things that it really does well. I think it introduces an interesting character. Like, I don't know. I just disagree with you on this. Like,
you don't think the action was good?
I think the action is sometimes good. I thought it was okay. I enjoyed the Lego fight.
Bus crash scene.
Mm. Yeah.
The fucking scene when he's like falling off of the convention center.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Yeah, that scene was awesome.
When they're rappelling down the side of that skyscraper. They actually did that too.
I take it back. The action is good, but I don't really see any other things that are really that good.
Yeah.
I don't think the story's that interesting. I don't believe that this cop is gonna betray all like it's not even that like he thinks that something not as bad is gonna happen. He can only assume that these cops are just going to get murdered.
Right, because like, the kid's whole MO is killing cops. They love to kill cops.
Jackson.
But the whole point is they find out where he is, and to save his own life, he lets them know what the plan is. But if they didn't kill him, the plan would have worked to maybe save him. Like, if they just took him as a hostage, then Jackie's plan to scope out their hideout would have maybe saved his life. So it seems not only is it's short-sighted, and it's also fucking over these people who are his close friends and people that he's worked with for all this time just for a little bit of money. It just seems like a weird...
Yeah! It's a fucking badly written movie.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like a lot of these. It doesn't have charm, which I think these movies need. I think Jackie Chan movies need to have some sort of...
Yeah.
He has a natural charm and charisma that does not come through in a dramatic performance like this.
Right.
And even if this movie had a weird thing about a guy killing cops and wasn't shot so starkly and Jackie Chan's not a drunk... I think it would work better. It somehow needs to be more lighthearted.
Yeah.
That's crazy to say, but that's my opinion of it. You can have a movie.
Do we want to do ratings at this point?
Yeah, let's rate this bitch. I give it 3. Yeah. I give it 3. No, I give it 2.75. Doesn't want any troubles, 0.5.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 3.
Oh, weird. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot give it that high. I give this movie, I think, a 1.5. Okay. 1.75.
Ooh, that's cool.
I don't know. This movie was not enjoyable for me, and I didn't really.
If it wasn't really called like Police Story, would you have liked it more?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think I built myself up going into it. I like was like, oh, it's another police story. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
And then it really was.
That's
not
what
fun.
I thought too.
I think I generally have a good idea of the overall quality of these movies when I go into it, and I just shift a little bit one way or the other.
Yeah.
Is it like the what the cover art looks like? Is that what?
No, it's just like what I've heard, like the ones that I've heard of growing up. I usually am like, oh, this is probably gonna be pretty good. But if I haven't heard of them, I'm probably like, eh.
Yeah, I check like the RT score sometimes beforehand too, and that if it's like a 60, I'm like, okay, I'm probably in for something okay. But this was a very different 60 than. This was a 60? Rush Hour is a 60. Probably.
Is that the score for Russia Today? You said the RT score?
Jordan. I'm checking its Rotten Tomatoes score.
Sonny, what did you give it, a 3?
Yeah, I gave it a 3.
Okay.
New Police Story, RT. Oh, it did take me to Russian Times. It's got a 94% user rating.
I mean...
Oh, wait, no, this is... New Police Story, Rotten Tomatoes. It's got 76% audience score, 57% Tomatomer. So, not a 60-whatever, but not super far off either.
Okay, so I just want to put this in perspective. With this New Police Story's score, it is tied with both Forbidden Kingdom and Skip Trace. It's tied with Skip Trace and Forbidden Kingdom, and it is a little bit better than City Hunter and a little bit worse than Trace of a Dragon. So that's where this measures up on our
I list. Think that's fair, actually. That's interesting. I think that's very fair. Yeah.
I feel good.
That's good.
That.
Yeah, Sonny, you know what I would describe your how you say you go into the movies each with a little something?
Uh-huh.
I think I would call it natural bias.
Ah. Yeah.
We all have it. Fair. That's cool. That's fine. Should we jack off now?
Yeah, let's do
it.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to preface this because I am always trying to redefine this podcast, make it the best podcast on the internet. Mm-hmm. I am going to make this mine will now be thematically themed.
Okay.
All of my jack-offs will be a theme.
Do we know the theme?
Know the theme beforehand? Yeah.
You both now, I think, know this. We'll be fine to know this.
Okay.
Okay.
It might be a low-scoring game, though. All right. This man.
Wait, is this the theme?
No, I'm just saying what the character, the guy is. This man, you might say, is a great recent champion.
Kevin DeChant.
No, but that's good, Sonny. You're close-ish. Jordan?
I don't know.
You might... This guy can really jump high, and he might fly with the Eagles. One would say. Okay.
Okay, I don't know.
Moving on. This is the starting tight end of the Philadelphia Eagles. He catches passes from Carson Wentz. There he is. 1 point for Sonny.
See, I don't know anything about...
You play fantasy football as long as Sonny has.
That might be
true. I only know him because he's one of the only good football tight ends.
Oh, no.
You and Sonny have about the same knowledge of this, I think.
I'm playing Philip Lindsay today. He's doing fine.
Doing fine, you say. Okay. This guy is not Tony Romo. He is...
Oh.
Eli Channing.
Jack Prescott.
Oh, Sonny got it.
Jack
Prescott, Jordan.
I don't know if this is fair because I've listened to one fantasy football podcast a week since the season has started.
Yeah. All right, and the last one, Jordan, for you to save face. I'm not Peyton, I'm...
Eli Channing.
There you go. There you go. Eli Channing. All football players. There we are. There you have it. That's the jack off. Jordan, one of these days you're going to get it.
We should start weighting these every time like one of us loses one to have questions that they'd be more inclined to answer.
What do you mean? Oh, like for Jordan?
Yeah. Well, not like just in general, but in this case, yeah, for Jordan.
At this point, would it be fully weighted in my favor? Like
probably. It's just three Magic the Gathering questions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No, we don't play it that way. Also, I picked these because I thought you both have played fantasy football about as long. I don't think either of you particularly love football.
No.
Or like are super knowledgeable.
Still don't watch games.
Yeah, so I thought it was fair.
If you weren't going to ask me a question about Chris Kupp, I wouldn't have known it.
Cooper Kupp.
It's not even his name.
See? That's my point.
See, they don't put out their first names. It's just initial on them last names.
I combined.
Yeah, you don't even know their first names.
I combined two of the people on my team. Chris
what
Cousins.
Is Beckham Jr.'s first name?
Odell.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What is Flacco's first name?
Who?
Flacco.
Joseph.
Yeah, actually, it's Joe, but that's correct. And what's one last one that he might... Diggs.
I
don't know what that one would be.
Tyler.
No, Stephon.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
Stephon Diggs. He's number two wide receiver on the Vikings, next to Adam Thielen.
He's not on my team.
Okay.
I don't know about Marcus Aurelius and...
Can't imagine who that is. All right. This is the Fantasy Football Minute. Jansplaining. I'm sure some of you are in a fantasy team, have fantasy leagues. Follow me at Zach Lowe Podcast for more of my fantasy football advice. Why haven't we ever done Jack Lowe? Oh, because Jordan would never get it. I don't mean that in a way that's like condescending to you. Do you know who Zach Lowe is?
No, I don't know anything what you're talking about. So
okay,
he's a basketball analyst.
Yeah, like the most famous one possibly.
Yeah, well,
one of the
I don't
famous
think he's
ones.
More famous than Bill Simmons.
I think he's more
well
respected.
He's around the horn.
Nope.
I don't.
He's on the what's the one where it has the four people and
that's around the horn. Oh, no, okay. PTI.
I don't appreciate seeing PTI.
Wait, no, it is around the horn. It is around the horn. My bad. My bad! Okay. Sonny, do you have a movie that you want to do next time? We are really running out of good Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it. Let's see.
I just assume that I'm going to win if I'm playing Jordan, so I put you up. It truly had. We started doing this picking stuff probably in the late teens, and now we're in the mid 30s.
Yeah, I haven't done a movie since Matt was away in Los Angeles. So
yeah, that was because I wasn't here. Didn't I pick that movie and we just didn't do it?
You kind of picked it, and then we were like, we don't believe in...
Let's go for a lighthearted one. How about The Spy Next Door?
I already watched
Ooh.
That.
Oh.
We can... No. It's good. It's on HBO Go.
Okay.
Let's also watch Jackie's SNL episode, if we can find it. Because there's not a lot to talk about in The Spy Next Door. It's like The Pacifier.
Okay.
It's The Pacifier with Jackie Chan.
Okay. Cool.
So, is that cool? That's a weird one. Yeah. I'm just trying to, not to undercut you, Sonny. I just think that would be a better
episode.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay.
So we're watching both?
Yeah. I'm sure you can find, do you have Hulu, Jordan?
Yes. No.
You can watch Jackie
Chan
then.
I have your Hulu.
You use my Hulu?
Raya gave us your Hulu account.
Fuck! So. You gotta stop using that.
Why?
Because you're fucking up my algorithm, baby.
No, you have your own name, don't you? I have a friend who I'm using my friend's Hulu account, and they have like seven different names on there.
No, Jordan fucks up my shit. That's why there's stuff that I want to watch, and then I see that it's already been watched. I'm like, who the fuck?
What, Brooklyn Nine-Nine or The Good Place?
I don't know, baby. I got so discouraged by them that I don't even do it anymore. Yeah. I deleted the app. Now it's just yours. I'm paying for you to watch my Hulu.
That's not true. That's a lie. You liar.
All right. Thanks, guys.
True. Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Jordan, we're going to settle this off, Mike.
Bye.
Like, subscribe, et cetera. Bye.
Bye.
Music. Fat.